Blog Talk Radio.
He promised me he will
deliver.
He promised me he will.
Hey, it is Friday, August the 12th, 2022. God bless you. Whew, may the blessings be bestowed upon you throughout the weekend and so forth and so on. Amen. My word of encouragement for today is prayer and circumstances. Coming from Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 5 through 6, the New Language Translation, it reads, O Lord, God of heaven, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant of unfailing love with those who love him and obey his commands, listen to my prayer. If you grew up in a Christian household, you were probably taught the simple good night prayer or now lay me down to sleep, or maybe the dinner time prayer of thankfulness. Thank you for the food we eat. Thank you for the world so sweet. But as you got older, your life became more complicated. You found those childhood prayers don't cover everything you want to say to Jesus, much less reflect what you're currently going through. Nehemiah had a moment in his life when he needed to reach out to God with a drastic prayer. After hearing his homeland of Jerusalem was being destroyed, Nehemiah prayed on behalf of Judah. He also prayed for forgiveness of the sins committed against God by himself and his fellow Judeans. Furthermore, he asked for God's help and success to make things right. Prayer helps you determine the difference between what you want and what is God's desire. It's a chance to ask God back into your circumstances to perform the miracles only he can. He's waiting for you to ask. That is my word of encouragement for Friday. God bless you. Stay safe. Enjoy your family. And keep in mind, God does what he says he's going to do. Believe it. Receive it. Amen. Have a wonderful and safe weekend. God love you. I love you. Be blessed. For God I love with my heart, and with my soul he keeps me. I love you, my God, and may the Holy Spirit keep you. Have a blessed weekend. God bless you. I'll be back Monday with another word of encouragement. Bye-bye.